This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
There's a lot of talk about, you know, whether freedom of expression can be limited or not, or whether there are, you know, norms and rules and laws that govern freedom of expression. But let's go back to the very idea of freedom itself. Now, freedom is an absolute term. You're either free or you're not. You know, you're not half free or semi free. You're either free or you're not free.
Jadi saya kira kebebasan bersuara memang satu prinsip yang jelas sebahagian daripada ajaran Islam. Tetapi kebebasan yang berprinsip, ada panduannya, bukan kebebasan mutlak atau sewenang-wenang. Sebab dalam Islam kita tidak kita berpegang kepada fahaman, pegangan bahawa manusia ini tidaklah bebas untuk melakukan apa saja mengikut apa yang dia suka.
There are always limitations on freedom of expression. Okay. Nobody is saying that freedom of expression is unlimited. That would be naive and stupid. It's just a question of degree, right? And in Malaysia, the degree is very, very high with regards to the suppression of expression. There are too many laws around which can be used to curtail freedom of expression.
Good afternoon, this is Live and Learn on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Juliet Jacobs. For the last few months, the team behind the Freedom Film Fest have been releasing a specially created Freedom Film playlist every weekend, which they've dubbed the Weekend Watch with Freedom Film Fest, and this is happening on their YouTube channel. And of course, as I've been saying all these weeks, each thematic playlist has allowed us to revisit some of the many thought-provoking and inspirational films in the Freedom Film Fest vault. So this month, the playlist is dedicated to speaking up about censorship in film, music, arts, and the given theme is Merdekakan Minda Rakyat. So the first film that's being re-released is Justin Johari's Who Speaks For Me, a film from 2008. And Justin joins me now to share more. Welcome, Justin. How are you today?
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you very much. I'm doing good. Thank you.
Lovely to have you on the show. So we're going to revisit a film which is, I think it's your first film, Justin, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
Made in a completely different time, you know, under completely different circumstances. But, you know, for those people who are coming to it for the first time, can you tell us what it's about? You know, tell us about the context in which you decided to make this film.
All right. So thank you again very much, BFM, and also Freedom Film Fest for this invitation. So basically, this happened more than 10 years ago. So you can imagine the scenario was a lot different. This is pre-social media as it is today, yeah, in terms of the usage, right? And the reach, all right? And this was during Pak Las administration, if I can recall. And things were very heated up, or things were building up, actually. It was not as heated up, but it was building up. Some of the issues that came about was the issues that I presented in the film, which was, number one, the Namawi incident, whereby, you know, he sang Negara Kuku in his own artistic way, mm-hmm, and it got a lot of flack. And that was something that got our attention as the crew, because, number one, we were into hip-hop at that point of time, and yeah, still are. And number two is because no one at that point of time had used art as a means of criticizing the government as blatant as that, put it say. So maybe there were some Malay songs in the past which, you know, criticizes, you know, or in the form of social commentary, but none in that way, you know, at that point of time. Mm-hmm. So we decided to, you know, take this up. And when the opportunity presented itself, when Freedom Film Fest, you know, promoted this competition, it was like, you know, putting one and one together. So yeah, it was just a blessing at the point of time. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what is it that you were setting out to discuss through the film? So yes, of course, it was not just Namawi's Negara Kuku, but there was also some other issues happening at the time, right? Right. Issues about freedom of religion were coming up. Many different topics surrounding freedom of speech and basic freedoms, I suppose, right? And that, right, is that something that you wanted to tackle?
Right. So we were just using the Namawi incident as a precursor of discussing other things as well. You know, he did discuss or mention certain things in his song, but we decided to use that as a catalyst to discuss other things which were close to our hearts, you know, mm-hmm. as the team and the crew, the film crew. So some of the themes that we was, you know, like I said, was building up at the point of time was about freedom of expression, first and foremost. And then censorship in terms of discussing certain things which were labeled as sensitive. You know, I think to this day also it's a bit confusing what is sensitive, what is not, you know.
And who decides what is sensitive?
Yeah, correct. You know, and we tried our best to make it as subjective as possible in terms of getting views. And so the journey, the whole film is about a journey of discovering, and we will show in the film the thought process of how we came about with the conclusion. And the conclusion was presented in a song. Mm-hmm. You know, so whether you it's either you understand or you don't, you know, because the whole thing about using art is it's not to be direct, right? Mm. It's for interpretation. It's about, you know, for one to come with their own conclusion based on the hints that we put in the song.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that came through. I mean, for me, I just watched the film last night, you know, and I was like, wow, okay, they're not giving any sort of definitive answers. They're leaving it a lot up to interpretation. That was my read, you know, of the song that you guys produced and, you know, everything that you featured in the film. I also want to talk about that, you know, you did say you tried to give as balanced, you know, give as many people a platform to speak, right? And you spoke to a wide range of people. Just tell our listeners who are some of the folks that that appear in the film that you actually spoke to.
Right. So we had this grand idea of going across, you know, many people of many backgrounds, people, you know, influences. So we did reach out to the political parties. We did reach out to the scholars, to the academicians. We did reach out to the activists. At that point of time, but only this few which we presented came out really good, lah. All right, and because there were some we had to cut it out or not include at all. For example, we had this. I don't name names, but there was someone from this political party, which he is now in the opposition. All right, and he was being too politically correct. You know, he was censoring himself. You know, I was trying
irony.
I was trying to like throw questions, you know, left and right, try to get the answer from him. But, you know, in the end, we had to take it out because there was nothing there in terms of substance, right?
Sure.
So we had Dr. Azmi Sharom, you know, we had representatives from Sisters in Islam, we had representative from ABIM. You know, we have, I'm sure I'm missing out a few names. I couldn't. And from the NGO side, if you remember from the film,
yes, you right? had Sisters in Islam, you had ABIM, as you said, Farish Noor.
Yeah. And this Sunway College teacher, or now he's in DAP now, the DAP's think tank, I forgot his name. He was the first figure that you'll see us interviewing, lah. Mm-hmm. Right, mm-hmm. So we had this wide range of opinions, and it was very tough to edit because
Wong Chin Huat. Mm-hmm.
So it was very tough. Yeah, it was very tough to assemble, but then we managed to do it because we found out the true. To be honest, we didn't know what we were going up to. We didn't know what was the conclusion, and after listening to all these views, we found that there was a common theme lah of what they're trying to say. And probably I can share with you, like, this is my take of it. Mm-hmm. Someone else watching the film might come out with their own conclusion, lah, right?
What was your conclusion of, you know, everything that you... Because you also spoke to folks on the, you know, folks on the street as well, right? Start of the film, there's a very angry uncle who was furious at Namawi, and you know how he was, you know, for him, like, you know, you cannot criticize our national anthem, right? That is like the worst thing you could possibly do.
Right. Yeah. So that part was very interesting. It was a road trip that we had to do because to stay true to the introduction of the film, which was Namawi, we had to go back to his kampung. Right, which I'm not mistaken was Muar, right?
Yes, Johor. Yes, yeah.
Johor. Yes. We wanted to interview his dad. it was crazy, right? But we didn't get an answer. Or I think you know, it wasn't clear whether we can or we cannot, and we just left it there.
Sure.
Right? But instead, we interviewed his orang kampung, you know, some of the pakcik-pakcik, you know, that we managed to interview. And I, like you said just now, there was this angry pakcik which we interviewed. And there was also one uncle who was actually holding a can of, you know, something. But he articulated the points very clearly. Mm-hmm. And we appreciated the views. That's why we used it. And he was the last interviewee,
yes,
which we featured in the film. So in a nutshell, if I would say that, you know, I don't want to give any spoilers, you know, to people. But the idea at that point of time was brilliantly concluded by Dr. Azmi Sharom. His last statement in the film was, God gave you a brain. Use it. So that's it, no?
I felt that in my soul when he said it. I was like, ow.
Yeah, that was like, wow. And those days, I was lucky enough to go for a road tour with him. Mm. And when we to screen the film, you know, and we went to a few states. I think Penang, Johor, and a few. I think I forgot what states they went to, and I didn't have chance to go. And we can see on the ground people. That was the conclusion. Like, you know, we are trying to say to them, yes, you watch the film and we know the issues, but this is time for you to use your brains, you know, and come with your own conclusions. And hopefully, those are constructive conclusions, mm-hmm. You know.
Okay. All right. I'm speaking today to Justin Johari. He's the director of the 2008 film Who Speaks For Me? And that's going to be featured in this weekend's Freedom Film Fest Weekend Watch playlist. It talks about, you know, censorship. It explores the possibility of addressing sensitive issues through music. And after this quick break, we're going to come back and find out about the song that was produced, you know, for this film. Stay tuned to Live and Learn on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
One main issue that joint statement with other groups in response to the name we situation, because we believe that almost amounts to a political witch hunt. I mean, we need not to agree with whatever name we express, and we are open, we are critical of some of the contents, but I think the whole point here is that what you need is public discussion. It's not, you know, a high hand suppression by the states. I mean, if what he say is wrong, let us tell him, you know, straight to the face and say now why this is wrong. If we think that he is incapable of arguing rationally, then we should be better than him. By silencing him is basically saying that we are not better, we are no in any way better than him, and therefore we cannot argue, and we can only resort to silence him.
Kalau kita betul-betul marah dengan apa satu karya seni itu, then kita express, kita keluarkan hujah kita, kita challenge karyawan tu to an open debate. Karyawan ni pun suka kalau orang bagi feedback. Saya sebagai artis suka kalau orang bagi feedback. Kalau dia suka atau tak suka. You know, asalkan you stick to the point, you don't make personal attacks, you don't threaten to kill the person or hit them or apa. Saya rasa okay kalau kita nak marah. Banyak benda saya marah.
If you are interested in something, you learn it for yourself. You don't depend on other people to tell you what's right or what's wrong. You figure it out for yourself. You go out there, there are books to read, there are websites to surf, okay? And you go and learn for yourself, all right? That's what people should be doing, if you're interested. If you don't care, all right, then that's fine. You know, if all you want to do is catch the Saturday matinee and hang out with your pals and do your rap music or whatever it is that you want to do, fine, go ahead, man. Rock and roll. That's your choice. Okay, but if you're interested in something, you do your own research. You learn. You have a brain. God gave you a brain. Use it.
Welcome back. This is Live and Learn on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Juliet Jacobs. Joining me on the line today is Justin Johari. He's the director of the 2008 film Who Speaks For Me? And this film is going to be re-released under the Weekend Watch with Freedom Film Fest this weekend. The theme for this month is Merdekakan Minda Rakyat, and it's all about, you know, speaking up about censorship in film, music and art. So, you know, before the break, Justin, you were telling me about why you wanted to make this film, you know, sort of like the process of making it, but I just want to ask about, the conclusion of the film is a song that you guys produced, you and your crew produced. Tell me about that. You know, tell me about your crew and tell me about the song that you made based on, you know, the findings from all these, from all your research and your interviews.
All right. So, yeah. So we were a group before. It was a hip hop group, right? I think four or five of us. Mm-hmm. It was called DNA at the point of time. So if you know the hip hop scene, the themes of the hip hop music from Malaysia, especially those days, was very safe. You know, the lyrics, the subject matters were safe, were having fun. You know, partying and things like that. You know? So when we came across this opportunity, and after watching what Namawi did with his, art, so we decided to, you know, like, let's try to follow suit and use this project as a juxtaposition, so to speak, right? So initially, the idea was to speak about freedom, to practice the freedom of expression. So we'll show you the journey and the thought process throughout the film, and after interviewing people, what was our conclusion, and try to insert it in the song, right? So obviously it was a big challenge because it was a heavy topic. Yeah. No one has done it before. I think safe to say that no one has done it before in Malaysia at that point of time. And how was it to, the challenge was making it still cool, fun, but addressing the themes in an artistic way. Mm-hmm. You know, we could have prepared a song which was blatant, you know, like "Jom kita protest," you know, something like that. But it's not stylish enough, You know, you need to give that artistic essence, and not to be too artistic as well, because we want the message to come across to all people in the community, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
So in the end, we found that, which we didn't plan, something which was deep in our hearts, which was about freedom of religion, you know, freedom of, talking about, your faith, you know, which were deemed to be sensitive mm-hmm. at that point of time, you know, and in a sense where, you know, we really didn't have any, references, you know. But the speakers in the interviewees in the film did give some, you know, points for us to ponder. So those points we took out from, you know, we concluded in the lyrics of the film. So you can see that there were some moments which were awkward to us when we were discussing, you know, how are we trying to take what was said by these people and put it in our own words to our understanding, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. So in the end, I think we managed to do so as much as possible, given the limitations that we had, you know, say because we had to stick to the artistic essence of it. But again, we had to relay the message to the listener. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you guys did it very well. And I like the fact that, you know, in the film itself, you show that, you know, you and your fellow musicians, you are not fully in agreement all the time, right? There was discussion, there was, you know, some sort of like, I suppose negotiation. And that's what we hope for, isn't it? We want people to discuss it, not just to say that it's sensitive, don't discuss it, right? That's I'm guessing that's also what you wanted to portray through your discussions.
That's right. So, you're right. Because we didn't want to just do a documentary on freedom of expression itself, you mm-hmm. know, like tell you what the laws are, you know, describing what it is it in the social context. We want to let the viewers see the process, you know, and it was, like I said, like you mentioned just now, the discussions were real. And you can see the awkwardness sometimes because it's not been done before, especially when the camera is in front of you, you know. But we took up points, you know, and we didn't have to, like you said, we didn't have to agree on everything. Mm. We just keep it open also in the lyrics, you can see, like, you know. And what we came to a conclusion, we really hammered very strong on it, you know, in terms of you can censor us all you want. But, you know, as artists, we want to make sure that the voices are heard, because we represent voices which are don't manage to you know, be heard, mm. right? Yeah.
And, you know, when you did release the film, right? And, you know, as you mentioned, you went on road shows, and, you know, I think even up till as recently as these last few years, you know, it's, you're still showing the film and it's still garnering a lot of discussion, and people are using it to start discussions about freedom of expression. What are some of the responses that you've gotten for the film?
Yeah, it's very strange. we have a lot of response from the artists themselves. Mm. You know, I remember like there was one event when we when they had to screen our film, and there were some politicians were invited, and then they want me to speak after the screening lah. Sure. Right? So I spoke, and I just described our journey, like how I'm doing to you today, and it was dead silence. So I really didn't know how they felt, whether they were in agreement with me or they were not. It was dead silence. And then only later, Malaysians lah, typically, yes. After that, they were like DMing me, telling me, how they themselves were inspired lah. All right. Mm-hmm. I could see that, more and more people were referencing it, and also people were using their own platforms, be it like spoken word artists, be it graphic designers, like I said, all those before that, I don't take any credit lah. But before that, from a bird's eye perspective, these graphic designers, these artists, spoken word, they were all talking about very safe, safe topics, which were fine. Maybe you're talking about yourself, your life, which is fine. But then after that, we could see, it was, it was like a flood lah. Mm-hmm. So much so that I can keep quiet now. You guys do the rest. You guys do the rest, yeah.
Yeah, and we've seen that happen, right? As you said, there's been so much more speaking up, I think. And even if we look from then, when it was just 2008 till now, we're still seeing a lot of censorship. I suppose the most recent one that we can talk about is probably Fahmy Reza, right? I mean, he is unashamedly going out and he's being arrested, he's being investigated, for his work, right? And I think... I mean, this is sort of like what you want, right? Also from the film, for people to be unafraid to discuss. But there's also, I suppose, if you look at how people reacted to the film or the people that you spoke to in the film, there is this notion that, whatever you want to speak about, considering the country that we are in, it does have some restrictions. There's going to be laws, there's going to be political, religious and cultural sensitivities that you need to take into account as well. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, those were the themes that we had trouble in the beginning at first, because there was no reference, like I said, there was no reference point. Mm. And it was really for you to just dive in and talk to Mr. Wong, and I think talk to Gayathri, talk to, people from different places and compile it and make your own conclusion, right?
Yeah.
So it was, and how to present it also, there was no reference point. So what we learned from the whole process was, you don't have to wait for a reference point. Basically, yes, there's like now there's more people speaking up, like Fahmy Reza in his own way, but people shouldn't look at it as only he can do it in that form or that, that manner. Mm. You should find your own, your own voice and your own platform, and it's as easy as putting it on now, Twitter and Facebook and things like that. But the challenge now is not information. I think it's, we are overburdened by information right now, actually, to be honest.
Yeah.
But how to get your message through in the best manner and get people's attention, if that is your intention, and the political, parties or people, they are smarter now, they in order to suppress information, they give you misinformation. So you get confused. So how to decipher what is true and what is not becomes, another challenge for the generation of today, and how to find the truth, like, basically, if you're interested, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, like if you want to come back to today's scenario, there are a lot of avenues to speak, and you can see, Twitter, Facebook and things like that. So, but how are you going to get your point across in the best manner to capture the people's attention and hearts, lah, basically, if you're trying to prove a point, right?
Yeah, definitely. And, for anyone who's coming to the film for the first time, hopefully this weekend they catch it as well. What do you hope they will take away from it? What are your hopes for them watching it in this current political situation, in our current context? What are your hopes?
Yeah, so coming back to the first point, which I think I mentioned to you, the conclusion, right?
Yeah.
So the concluding words of Dr. Azmi was I think brilliant lah. And even after that, the uncle at the end of the story, like, for one, we have to stick to our culture, which he was trying to say. Mm. You know, the article in Moi, he was saying that, you know, don't take things so seriously. You know, sometimes we are overly sensitive on things, you know, and before we can even talk about it, you already shut us down. Yeah. You know, so that's one of the lyrics in the song, lah, shut us down.
Yes, yes. You
cannot shut us down, because if we don't say it, someone else will say it. Some other young kid, you know, growing up, because we are experiencing the same thing in Malaysia, right?
Mm.
From our datuk, nenek, and our time and our kids' time. Unless, of course, you address it. So there will come a time where if you shut me down, someone else will come up and you have to address it there. So if you stop them, you know, it's never ending, right? So we have to address this sensitive issues and not take it too seriously, lah. Unless, you know, there are some lines to be drawn, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But what Dr. Azmi was saying that, you know, God gave us a brain, you know, use it. So that's the challenge now in terms of teaching the young kids, you know, how to have critical thinking, which was not in school before. And I think still is not now, sadly, you know, we have to have this critical thinking, you know, being taught in schools. You know, if I can lobby to the education ministry, lah, you know, please let them, allow them the freedom to learn, given whatever facts they have, but give these skills to them so that they can decipher what is true, what is not, what is right, what is wrong, you know, by themselves. Yeah, I would say that.
Okay. Yeah, I think, you know, even just going back to how you mentioned that people didn't directly speak to you after the screenings, they only came to speak to you quietly after. I think that's also, you know, something that's reflective of our education system, right? We never spoke back to our teachers. We never had those sorts of discussions. We were just taught and then we do the exams. And I think that's also very reflective of how we react to things, right? Our fear of public speaking and all of that. So yeah, I mean, it's a wonderful film. It's, you know, just about 30 minutes and lots of different... I mean, what I liked about it was that you did, you know, try to get as many different views and voices in it. And, you know, some of it I found like was really irritating me, but I'm glad that you put it there, you know, so that we know what others are thinking, right? So we get out of our little bubble. So, yeah, you know, lovely film. Have you been making any other films since then, Justin?
We did. We actually entered a few other competitions after that, you know, and then... but they were more creative, you know, and I think this body of work stands out the most among all. So I'm happy that there will be, you know, something sort of like a legacy. Mm-hmm. And over, you can see it now, it's like more than 10 years. People are still, you know, watching it and talking about it. So
still relevant,
It's still relevant, yeah. So who knows, you know, I might do a part two, given the opportunity.
That was what I was aiming for. That's the whole point of that question.
Yeah.
I think you need to do a follow-up to that. Well, thank you so much for joining me today, Justin. Any last message you'd like to leave us with? You know, we just celebrated Merdeka, Malaysia Day is coming up. Any last message that you'd like to leave us with?
Yeah, I mean, I'll go back to the theme of this whole thing, which is Merdeka Kan Binda. No, that's the most important, actually. You know, you can merdekakan us in other ways. You know, you can give us luxury, you can give us money, you can give us wealth. But if the mind is not independent, then there's no point, you know. So that I would say that, you know, teachers, you know, parents, let us, you know, if we did mistakes in the past, rectify it by giving this generation, the next generation opportunity by, you know, merdekakan minda, dia minda, and by giving them the tools that they can use to think independently. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for speaking with me today. I've been speaking to Justin Johari. He's the director of Who Speaks For Me, which is a film that was made back in 2008. It's going to be re-released this weekend on the Freedom Film Fest YouTube channel. Just head there to catch the film. Only 30 minutes, but so much there that you can take away. And hopefully it will spark some, you know, great discussions amongst you and your friends and your family. And if you miss any part of today's interview or any previous Live and Learn interviews, you can always download the podcast at bfm.my/learn or you can find it on the BFM app. This has been Live and Learn on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9. Aku lahir dengan suara, dengan minda yang selalu bertanya, memikir setiap yang
terjadi tapi sentiasa dihalang dalam mencari erti. Sentimen rakyat sering sangat diperalatkan untuk mencapai keuntungan. Sipolan asyik bertelaga siapa yang lebih Islam. Berhujah tanpa ilmu yang mendalam. Sampai bila lagi harus kita biar emosi bersemadi? Sampai bila lagi perlu isu disembunyi? Perlakuannya tidak melambangkan agama. Cara yang salah tak mengikut sunnah. Setiap perkara senang sangat dipertikaikan. Terpekik, terlolong tanpa mengenal kebenaran. Di mana hilang budi bicara, bercakap tidak membawa mana, bertindak tanpa ilmu di dada. Genggam bara,
genggam bara.
Cabaran kan datang bila, bila masa.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.